We're reading from Zohar for All, Genesis Bet, Seven Palaces of Abba Ve'ima of Bria, in item 64, beginning with Therefore the Righteous. We remind you can ask questions at Kab.tv, and selected questions will be asked live.
Let's aim ourselves to receive from these palaces of the Abba and Ima of Bria some radiance over us. There's no difference in the upper light, no degrees, parts, colors. It's a simple upper light. When it comes to the Kli has to prepare itself to a state where, even though it has different parts, but nonetheless, despite the differences, the changes, and so on, existing in the Kli doesn't make any differences between things and wants for everything to be one. And then there is a match between the light and the vessel, between the vessel and the light. Let's try to be that kind of a Kli.
Therefore, the righteous, in their work, cancel the boundaries of Gatnut called firmaments and extend the Mochin of Gadlut. And this issue is considered that they tear apart the firmaments. That they tear apart and cancel the boundaries of Gatnut, which remove the three worlds of Bia into separation from Atzilut and return them to Atzilut. And it is also considered the opening of the gates and the openings of the palaces. Because in terms of permanence, the worlds of Bia are in separation due to the firmaments that stand in the place of Bina of it every degree. Therefore, the righteous cannot receive their abundance from the palaces. And they are considered as their gates and openings are shut. And the appointees stand over them to make sure they will not open.
I'm falling asleep from your kind of reading. Oh, awaken the heart.
I'm reading slowly on purpose because the translator asked for us to do it.
The translator should suffer a bit, otherwise they'll fall asleep as well.
And when the righteous raise man and they tear apart and cancel those permanents,
you don't have to do it quickly. And the righteous that raise man and tear and cancel those firmaments and so on and so on. Look, Agam next to you, he's falling asleep in a moment.
And they raise Bia to Atzilut, it is considered that the gates and the openings open up, and the righteous enter them, and there they receive the abundance of Ensof from Atzilut. And the appointees cannot protest or delay them. Therefore it is said, and there was none who could protest. Happy are the righteous who know how to pacify their master and to cancel the decrees and to instill divinity in the world, and to bring down the blessings and to remove those of judgments so that they would not rule over the world. That the righteous, in their work, extend the illumination of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, above Tabur the Ark, and they cancel the Gar and Panim of the Heichalot, and from the Chazeh below, the firmaments that bring about Katnut, that all the decrees and judgment extend from. Therefore, they know how to pacify their master and to cancel the decrees, and by that they extend the lights of God to the degrees, and they raise Bia to Atzilut. And this is the instilling of divinity in the world, bringing down the blessings and canceling those of judgment. Rabbi Shimon got up and said, "Who shall remove the dust from your eyes? Abraham the pious, the Creator's right hand, who revealed to you the secret of secrets and the beginning of prayers in the world, which is the correction of the morning prayer. And the palaces of the upper king were revealed to you. There are 7 holy palaces, and they are with gates as they should be, as they should. And those of judgment were removed from them, and they open up to all who are qualified to enter these palaces. And in each palace, the prayers of unification enter. Because one who knows how to pacify and mitigate his master, and to unite unity in perfection, who knows how to enter all the palaces and to tie ties, palaces with palaces, a spirit with spirit, each lower spirit in a spirit that is higher than him. And it is written above all his palaces and unifications, it is written, they have visited you in tight places, because they visited you in tight places is a connection of the spirit of Malchut with the upper spirit, Yesod. Then Malchut is called one who is visited, because Yesod visits her. Praying in whisper is the ascent of Yesod and Malchut to Tiferet. Then Malchut is connected with Tiferet, and then Malchut is called praying in whisper, as written, and her voice could not be heard, rather only the sound of Bina. Praying in whisper, because Tzakun means prayer, Tfilah. Whisper, praying in whisper. The teachings to them is the ascent of Malchut and Yesod of Tiferet, and Tiferet to connect with Abba Ve'ima, where Tiferet and Malchut couple regarding speech and sound, and the prayer is received with a complete desire. And the mochin of the upper Abba Ve'ima are called Musar, moral, as written, "Hear, my son, the morals of your father, and abandon not the teachings of your mother." Because a son is Tiferet, that Abba and Ima bestow to him the moral and the work, and the Torah, as written, your morals to them. Your morals are Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, Lamo, is to Torah and Mitzvot. In this writing, all the ascents and the connections are implied, which require the Zivug of Torah and Mitzvot, up to the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, who are Mochin of Gal.
One thing has to be clear. It will not be clear until we attain it. We attain it when our vessels will be fit for it. And that will happen when we will... When the reforming light will influence us by us aiming ourselves during the reading of the Zohar. And when we come to the Zohar, to aim myself at that, why am I coming here? What do I want from the book? It's not a book. It's not ordinary reading like we're used to reading a novel or something. Here, you undergo treatment. It's like you come to the doctors to get treatment, and he treats your wound or whatever. He changes your bandage or whatever he does. And the same thing here. You have to finally understand that I'm not simply sitting and listening or reading. it's wrong. And so it's regardless what we understand and what don't we. It's like you come to the doctors, you have no idea what it's doing. You have to do it this way, that way. You don't get into it. Bring your wound for it to become healed. He'll heal it. The doctor shall heal. Only you have to bring it and to pass it on to him for treatment. To give it to him for treatment. And I'm not asking about understanding or not understanding. And in general, all that's said is not clear for me. I'm not expecting for you to understand anything. You will understand only on condition that you will truly merit light. For the light to build your vessels, correct your vessels, then inside those vessels in which the light will extend, then you'll understand what is the Eichal, what is Abba and Ima of Bria, all those things. But before that, nothing. How is it possible to demand that from you, but to demand from you to be ready to be treated? Yes, and if not, you don't come for treatment, then you're simply sitting listening to words. That's the difference. So you have to think, am I now in treatment or not? That's the sole benefit from Kabbalah books.
Article 7 Palaces of Abba Ve'ima of Bria. The first palace, the whiteness of the sapphire Yesod. The first palace, the palace of Yesod and Malchut, first from below upwards. It is written about it, and under his feet is like the whiteness of the sapphire. This is the secret of secrets, that there is a spirit here called sapphire, and it shines like the gemstone called sapphire. It sparkles into two sides, Chesed and Gvuah, and they are two separate lights. The light of Chesed in him rises with the returning light and descends in the direct light. And it is white and sparkles to all sides, above and below, and to the four winds of the world, to Vak. Its light hangs, blocked and revealed, hangs in the middle without deciding to one side, because you can say it is blocked light, and you can also say it is revealed light. From this light of Chesed, four lights separate into four directions, and it is the second light, the light of Gvurah in the spirit of the sapphire, and the reason that the first light illuminates to Vak, and this light only to the four directions, is that these two lights are the Zachar and Nekeva, male and female, in the spirit of the sapphire. And the Zachar is considered its Chabad Chagat, and therefore it shines to the Vak. And the Nekeva is the Nehim in him, therefore it shines to the four directions. And all these four lights are a single light, like the light of a burning candle that shines when people see it. And the lights of the candle ascend and descend, and they go and come back out of the fire of the burning light of the light of the burning candle, and they're all a single light. Similarly are these four lights that illuminate to the four directions, which are only a single light that moves here and there as the candle's light. And these four lights, all these lights, radiate like the sparkling of brazen brass in the red color. And they shine like brass to the right side, because even the light of Gvurah, the red light of Gvurah in the spirit of the sapphire that illuminates to the left, nonetheless, he itself stands to the right of the palace. To the left of the palace, there is a spirit called Levana, white or moon. included in the first spirit, which is called Sapphire, and they enter one another. The light of this spirit is red and white, because it comes out and it extends from those first two lights in the spirit, in the light of the Sapphire, which are the white light and the red light, and therefore it too is in those two colors, but they are in a zivug in him as one. When the lights of the Ruach, of the spirit Levana, come and reach the first lights of the Ruach, the spirit Saphir, Sapphire, and are incorporated in them and they become one, then only the first lights are seen. And the other lights of the spirit Levana are not revealed, and it is not discerned that they enter them. As written, it is not known that they came into her belly. And this is the incorporation of one spirit with another spirit, that they become one. And the incorporation of lights in lights, that they become as one. And here that Zohar tells us the order of the incorporation of the lower in the upper. That the impregnation, suckling and mochin of the back, which are in the three palaces, Nehi, from Chazen below, must be included in the impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face, which are in the palaces of Chazeh and above. And this is in general. And in the details, in the individual, those two types of mochin are in every palace and must always be included in one another. From this, you understand the two spirits, Saphir, Sapphire, and Levana, that include two types of mochin. That the spirit of Levana is impregnation, suckling, and mochin of the back in this palace, and the spirit of Sapphire is the impregnation, suckling, and mochin of the face in this palace. And the lights of the spirit Levana come and reach the first lights of the spirit Sapphire and are incorporated in them, because the spirit Levana, impregnation, suckling of mochin and mochin of the back, must be included in the spirit Sapphire, impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face, and they become as one, because it has to be completely cancelled until the spirit of Levana and its lights would not be discernible at all. And the impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face is Gao. The impregnation, suckling and mochin of the back is Vak. It follows that the spirit of Saphir, Sapphire, is Gao, and the Ruach, spirit of Levana, is Vak. Because from the Chazen above it is always Gao, and from the Chazen below it is Vak. The spirit of Saphir shines into two sides. Two separate lights, since the white light, Chasadim, illuminates on the right side, and the red light is like burnished brass, the light of Gvurot, illuminating on the left side. This indicates that they are not in zivug with one another, but rather they are separate. But the spirit of Levana, the light of this spirit is both red and white, because Chasadim are a white light, and they have a zivug with the Gvurot, which are red light. Therefore it says that they illuminate as one. And the reason is that the Gar in every degree is as unknown, that in them there is no zivug over the Gvurot, since they are manula, a lock. Therefore they are concealed light of Chasadim, and only the Zat in every degree is known, since they have a zivug over the Gvurot, as they are the Masach of Miftacha, a key. Therefore they extend the light of Chokhmah. It follows that in the spirit of Sapphire, which is Gao, there is no coupling over the Gvurot. Therefore the lights of Chasadim in him are separate from the Gvurot, whereas in the spirit of Levana, which is Zat, corrected in the Miftacha, there is a coupling, zivug, between the chasadim and gvurot. And it is said that the light of the spirit is both red and white, meaning in zivug. It has been clarified that the impregnation, suckling and mochin of the face extend from upper Abba ve'ima, mochin of eating, covered chasadim, as written, eat friends. And the spirit of sapphire, its light, hangs blocked and revealed, because as it is from the face, panim, that extend from Abba ve'ima, therefore its light hangs, that you can say it is blocked, because the lights of Abba ve'ima are covered chasadim, as written, eat friends. And you can also say it is revealed, as they clove over the chokhmah stima'a, the blocked chokhmah of Abba ve'ima. Because wine, one who has the wineskins only needs eating. Therefore they are considered true chokhmah, even though they are chasadim, in a way that the light hangs without the decision whether it is revealed or blocked. And two lower firmaments illuminate in this palace from those firmaments that are called the heavens of heaven. Tiferet is called heavens. Bina, that bestows to Tiferet, is called the heavens of heaven. And as these seven palaces are from Abba ve'ima of Bria, Bina, therefore they receive from the seven firmaments of the heavens of heavens of Bina. Because every Bechina receives from the corresponding Bechina in the upper one. And as this palace is the lowest palace in the seven palaces, the palace of Yesod, and two spirits illuminate in it, the spirit of Sapphire, Yesod, and the spirit of Levana, Malchut, which is the crown of Yesod in it, therefore they receive from the two lower firmaments of the heavens of heavens, Yesod and Malchut, of the seven firmaments of Bina. And he tells us two things here. One, that this speaks of the seven palaces of Abba ve'ima, and it implies on that by saying that they receive from the heavens of heavens. Two, that even though it is only the palace of Yesod, nonetheless, it also has Malchut. And it is said about that they receive from the two lower firmaments, from Yesod and from Malchut. From the sparkling of these two spirits, the wheels were created, whose judgments are equal to the judgments of the animals. As written, when they went, they also went, and when they stood, they also stood, and they were raised above the land, the wheels also ascended. And it is written about the wheels, and the likeness of the wheels was like the likeness of spirit of living creatures. Their appearance was like burning coals of fire. And even though the writing calls them animals, nonetheless their wheels, rather because their judgments are like the judgments of animals, it calls them animals. And who is she that walks among the animals? The Holy Spirit, Levana, the place that they emerged from, which shines upon them, as written, and the fire has a radiance, and lightning emerges from the fire, meaning the Holy Spirit, Levana, Malchut, and it is written about it, and the fire has radiance. Therefore it is written about her that because she walks among the animals, therefore their likeness is like burning coals of fire, as she is like radiance out of which fire and lightnings extend. You mentioned earlier that we're undergoing some treatment in the doctor, physician.
It says so. The doctor to all ill, he shall heal. That's how it says about the Creator, the Light.
So, Diego from Portugal says, what is the quality that gives one patience for the treatment that we undergo?
Consciousness. I remember when I was a small child, I had a big dog in my backyard and I used to ride it like a horse. It was really huge. And this one time, when I had to take care of him, he had this wound on one of his legs. He patiently bared it, waited, I washed it with water, I put some kind of a bandage on it, you know, whatever a kid knows how to do. Animals understand as well. Well, depends what and how and which situation, but they feel that they're being treated. Patience and willingness and faith that whoever treats you, that the one treating you is on a higher level, knowing what's best for you and loves you and demands of you to treat him as a doctor. Yeah.
A student from Israel asks, how to awaken the friends so that they would think about me while we read the Zohar?
We needn't think about each other. We have to think about the collectively. For it to get the same form as our Creator. And then we'll discover him. Meaning, what is the same form? Meaning the same attribute, the quality of bestowal, of love. That's all there is to it. And then we'll feel, we'll discover him inside the Kali. What does it mean that we'll discover him? It's not that he is revealed, but it is the Kali that takes on the form of the bestower who's hidden. He himself, he is concealed. And then we, in accordance with this new form of the Kli, understand who the Creator is, the Bore. Bore, come and see. Suppose I had this aluminium plate and something was imprinted into it. So, according to the form of that imprint, I can see what the mold was, what the imprint was, what the seal was. I don't see the seal itself. I can't discover the Creator himself. What I discover is his projection inside my desires. When he prepares me for this projection, he's called the doctor. So let's move on to the next part.
Moving to the next part of the lesson from Tess.